Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're about to play you some funny audio from producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, and it is happening while they are watching a TV show. And it's a TV show we've talked a little bit about on this show recently.
It's why we started watching it, because we were talking about it on the show and everyone texted in how amazing it was.
But also how graphic it is. So it's a lot. ER, you know, medical procedural. It's called The Pit.
Yeah, a lot of people were texting and saying they work in emergency rooms, and this is the most accurate depiction of television they've seen.
And The Pit is two T's because it's in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And it's Noah Wyle, who we all know from ER back in the day. He just won his first Emmy for this show.
The show cleaned up at the Emmys.
Here's just a little sound of that show before we hear the audio.
Systolic's only 80/14.
Alex, you've lost a lot of blood. You need to go to surgery right away.
Am I gonna die?
Not now that I'm here.
Easy.
I'm in.
Good, well done.
That was awesome.
Is it always this busy?
No, it gets a lot busier. Clear?
Forceps.
Full suction. Med student down.
Welcome to The Pit. Let's go save some lives.
And it is. I love it. We're only about three episodes in. You're done with it?
I was sick Saturday, and so we sat on the couch and just got deep into it. It's up for like 9-10 hours straight.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it is just a real emotional show at times.
Right.
It's incredible. But yeah, at one point, after a particularly dramatic case in the ER, I turned to look at Kaylee, and this is what happens.
How we doing?
I'm not okay.
What's going on?
I'm just pouring out tears right now.
Why are you crying?
The Pit. That baby. I just watched the baby's birth. Spoiler alert.
And why does that make you so emotional?
It was just so nice, but it scared me for a minute.
I looked over and you were just bawling your eyes out.
I like wasn't breathing. And then the baby started crying and you were like, oh. And you looked over and you're like, oh my God, are you okay?
I don't know if you can handle The Pit.
I'm 11 episodes in. I have to finish.
Quick review of the show so far.
It's so good. I don't know any of the doctors' names. I don't know what they're saying.
That is a big part of it, too.
The medical jargon is hard to keep up with.
You can't keep up with it.
But the story comes through, apparently.
You have no idea what is happening or what they're talking about, but you are glued to every moment of it.
Good. I don't know any of the doctors' names. I don't know what they're saying. I'm always happy when there's like a visitor or like the patient's like, what does that mean? And then they have to explain it in dumb person terms because then I understand what they're doing.
How many times have you cried today?
Well, there was a little girl that came in and the overdose. And then somebody got punched in the face. That made me cry. I've cried so many times. We've been watching the show since 1:30 in the afternoon. It's 9:21.
That's a lot of emergency room visits.
Dan, you gotta take a break. You gotta walk away from it.
They don't get to take a break when they're saving lives. And we were right there with them.
Lana and I were bawling. I think it's episode 3, having a son that is getting close to go to college. And there's that whole storyline about the college student.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say what it is, but I look over at Lana and tears are streaming down her face, streaming down my face.
I've never seen her cry so much.
That's a lot of emergency room visits.
I'm really stuffed up now because I've been crying all day.
How do you feel? Why aren't you crying?
I'm dead inside.
Oh,
okay.
That's true.
My face is just wet. Look at my...
Okay, I'm sorry. If I may, to which you say I'm dead inside, which is your standard response, and I relate. And she goes, Okay.
Well, she knows. She loves
I know, but my God, I was not expecting that at all. Oh.
I'm dead inside.
Okay.
I'm dead inside.
Okay.
I love her so much.
She had a lot going on in the moment.
It's true. It's true. Oh my God, I'm just, my face is just wet. Look at my shirt.
Looks like you just got out of the pool. I'm still not sure if you like the show.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's just crazy because this is like one shift. How do they do this?
What is it about people who like to watch shows that make them cry, you think?
I truly don't know. It just, this is, seems so real. When you looked over me, you were like, it's just a TV show. It doesn't feel like just a TV show. It's like not like we're watching the Teletubbies.
No, I wouldn't want Tinky Winky operating on me in the ER.
That's not what I meant.
Well, it's nice that you're so in touch with your emotion.
Oh, God. This is the most lit Saturday night ever.
This is what we do on Saturday night, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to finish the episode?
Yeah. How much time do we have left?
Well, there's a couple more.
I don't think it gets...
No, we're definitely going to... We're going to
finish it.
No, we're going to bed.
We're going to bed? When?
After this episode.
No, one more.
You have to do more crying?
Yeah, we just got to keep going.
We're 8 hours into the binge, babe.
We can't stop. I wish I could say this has been a relaxing day, but it really hasn't.
You're just hysterical laugh crying right now.
Oh, God, I know. It's like the most traumatic things happen, and then it's like Febreze.
La 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 la.
Because the commercial comes on. We got to pay for no commercials.
That's what you've taken away from today?
Solid advice. Solid
it's
advice.
True. They'll go through like the most emotional thing ever, and then you'll say like dandruff. You have a You're like, this segue is not good.
Aw, thank you for sharing her with us. And Kaylee, thank you for letting us.
Shout out to her for being vulnerable on the air.
From the 978, I missed it. What show are you talking about? I need to know. I just got in my car. It is The Pit. P-I-T-T, and I believe it's HBO Max is what is out.
That was probably the best advertisement for The Pit that they could get.
I agree.
I'm dead inside.
Okay.
Okay. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I feel things sometimes.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.